speaker is Keith D. And let's give him a warm welcome.
My name's Keith Diamond, and I am an alcoholic.
Hi, Keith.
I was born here in Santa Maria back in 1943. I was raised here as a Christian. I lived Christian life for many years, but the drink got to me. Actually, I really didn't get heavy into my drinking until the age of 21, when I was in the service. Those were the party years. Most of my drinking was blackouts, so I don't remember a whole lot of things that happened to me, other than I know I humiliated myself and humiliated my family. I had two bad drunken driving offenses. The second one, I totaled out a store vehicle. Back when I came in these, or before I came in these rooms, the first time was at the age of 35. I did not have an open mind then. I knew I wasn't an alcoholic. I wasn't a drunk. I wasn't one of those that sits out here on the Broadway in Maine with the brown paper sack. And back then, we had bars the whole length of it. I had to walk by there to get to school, on the way back home and on the way. But at the age of 35, when I didn't think I was drunk, I got picked up. I was over in Guadalupe one night. I thought I'd go over there and check out the Far Western. Well, I didn't make it into the Far Western because I turned one corner apparently too wide. Sheriff saw me, pulled me over. And I asked him if I could follow him back to the station. He said, no, you're going to lock that truck up there, because it had all kinds of stock in it for our business that we had, because I was outside sales rep. So the next morning I get out of jail, and I don't know what happened, but there's a gentleman right off of out there off by the substation on his way to Guadalupe. I didn't know him from Adam. I don't think he knew me. He said, you need a ride? And I said, yeah, I need a ride to Guadalupe. So it happens he was going that way. So I made it over there. My wife didn't know what was going on at the time until I got home. And then 2 years later, at the age of 37, at first I didn't think I was an alcoholic. But yet, just before I walked in these rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, I had a friend come in our store, and I was telling him what was going on, that I was going to start going to meetings that night. He suggested to me, quote and unquote, do me a favor, go in with an open mind. That gentleman's funeral is this coming Monday. But his brother at the time, when he told me that, had 30 years on this program. That's why he suggested I come in with an open mind. That gentleman also suggested to me after I got a sponsor, he says, you don't have just an AA sponsor, you've got a normie sponsor. So I had two sponsors for quite some time. And then I got another sponsor after my first one passed away after 20 years on this program. My sobriety date's November 6, 1980. When I came in these rooms, we did not have the daily reflections. That was not available yet. The only book we had back then for meditation was this 24-hour day book. 24-hour day book was published back in 1950. The Daily Reflections wasn't published until 1975. What year was that? I gotta look again. First published 1954, and the first printing of the Daily Reflections was 1990. They use this book as the meditation for many, many years. AA does not approve it as Alcoholics Anonymous literature. But although, finally about a year ago, we finally got it put in the central office. We had a group conscience a few years before that, and everybody voted it down, said, no, we don't want it in the central office. Well, we started getting too many questions asking for it. So this started the first of this year, I think it was, or just last year, we was able to put it in the central office. We've got that in the central office, and we have others. Why I talk about the central office is because it's one of my favorite things right now. But yet, back why I'm working at the central office is for service. AA has given me a lot over the years. I have to give back what AA has given to me. Just before I came in these rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, my wife gave me an ultimatum. And I had to think about it. But when I did walk in these rooms, I came in with that open mind. Wives and mothers were patient with us. There's a piece in the big book on page 82. Tom, would you read this for me, please? This is about wives and mothers.
Passing all understanding is the practice mothers and wives have had with alcoholics. Had this not been so, many of us would have no homes today, would perhaps be dead.
Which is true. Luckily, my wife stuck by me. She's an honorable woman. I love her very much. I love my children. And that ultimatum she gave me is what made me decided I needed to listen, sit in these rooms, listen to the old timers and the newcomers, because that saved me. I've got too many years on this program invested, although I know I probably still have one drunk left in me. But I will not do it as long as I can help myself, as long as I use the meditations. I do both books in the morning now. Been using both of them for a number of years. I read them both in the morning, but they both have their daily meditations, and then I say my prayer in the morning asking for all alcoholics that are still suffering to come back in these rooms and see if they can get sober and stay healthy and live a rich life. That helps me day by day. And I also ask him in the morning also to help me with another day of sobriety. God showed me the way in here. Because if he wouldn't have had me see that light or that lamppost that I hit, totaled out that store vehicle that night, I wouldn't be standing here. He showed me the light, I say. Because without me seeing that light and totaling out that vehicle against that lamppost, I wouldn't be standing here, because that's the only thing I remember about that night. It's the sheriff's substation, the one who was booking me. He told the other one, he says, if he would have hit that lamppost 1 foot difference, he wouldn't be standing here. That kind of gave me a wake-up call also. When I got my first sponsor, he taught me how to do service work. Back then, we had ashtrays to wash. He had me washing them first. Then he had me standing at the door greeting people. He was a great sponsor. He never really pushed me into doing much. In fact, I procrastinated for a number of years on my fourth and fifth step. But once I got ready to do them, I called him. And he said, well, it's about damn time. Once I did that, boy, the weight was off my shoulders. I love this program. I keep on coming in here, do what I can do. I do the service that I can possibly do. I've had my ups and downs over the years. And then when my first sponsor passed away after 20 some odd years with me on the program, I got a new one. Although that week, when I decided to use him as my sponsor, he lives down in Los Angeles area. He was up here for a week. He and I went to meetings every night other than one night. That one night was a Wednesday night. because we were too tired that night. We'd been out in a boat with my sponsee that now has 24 years on this program. I'm not a good sponsor, but I do what I can do to keep people as long as I possibly can. I've got a young lady that I co-sponsor. She's getting close to 10 years. So I know if I can be a mentor and show them that I can stay sober one day at a time, hold on. Sure they can, if they have the capacity and be honest with themselves and willing. That's one big word, H-O-W, how. How do you stay sober? You got to be honest with yourself. You got to be open-minded. And you have to be willing to admit that you're an alcoholic and realize that you need a higher power to help you. Over these years, I've learned a lot on this program. Back at that program, at that part, though, I was talking about us being out fishing that day. I'd been stagnant for a while before then. But after my new sponsor went back down to Los Angeles, I started coming back into meetings. In other words, AA was reeling me in like I would a fish. It was getting me back in here. It was getting me involved again, getting in the herd. I'd go to meetings as I can. I did back then also, because I knew I needed them, and I knew I needed the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. So I was getting in the herd, maybe not quite in the middle of the herd, but at least I was in the herd, getting to meetings, meeting people I hadn't met, because for those few years that I was stagnant, like a pool of water, I was only getting to one meeting a week. That was my home group and still my home group. I helped start that group back in 1982. That's the airport group. And so I was stagnant because AA was getting into me some, but I wasn't giving out. So it's like a pool of water in a dam. If you don't let the water back out, it's going to get stagnant. So I had to get back in the herd. I had to get involved. And then I got back into service. I've done a few different types of service. In fact, a long time ago, I also was secretary. I've been secretary of a couple different meetings. One time, I ended up being secretary for one meeting for over 3 years. Nobody had stand up and take it over. But then this young lady that's almost 10 years, she stood up and took over for me. So service is a big key of my sobriety. I have to do that service. I have to give back. Because if I didn't, I don't know what would happen to me. I've got a loving family at home. They back me up on what I do. And then the young lady that's got near 10 years, she's been helping me for the past couple years get to meetings because of my eyesight. I've had, like I said before, I had medical problems, or I didn't say medical problems, it's ups and downs, but I had medical problems for quite a few years. About 17, maybe 19 years ago now, I had open heart surgery, 4 bypasses. 2 of them were 99% blocked, the other 2 were right up there also, in the 80% bracket, if I remember right. But I stayed sober through that. I did not have to take the drink. Because of my higher power. He's helped me through a lot of different things. And then a few years after that, I had another heart attack. No damage done that time. Nature did its own course and made a new bypass for me. So I know he's up there watching over me. So I have to ask him daily to help me through another day of sobriety and ask him to help other alcoholics on this program stay sober. I may be repetitious on some of this stuff, but to me, I'm hoping you two newcomers might hear something tonight that'll help you stay sober another day. I thank Tom for asking me to be the speaker tonight. He wanted me to cut it short so we can get to another meeting, because I would like to get over and hear my sponsor do the 10-minute spiel over at the other meeting tonight. But also, I have the capability of being able to be of service in the central office, even though my eyesight's gone. My eyesight took a turn for the worst a couple years back, so I don't drive anymore. So I have, like I say, I've got a couple people on this program that get me to meetings all the time. A friend that lives across the street from me, like I said, he's got over 24 years on this program. He gets me to meetings when I can't, when he can with me. And so does this lovely young lady. And then I've got another one that also on this program gets me to meetings. And then, of course, I've got my new sponsor that's speaking tonight. So I've got two sponsors now. One time I had the three because I had a senior sponsor, junior sponsor, and that normie sponsor. That senior sponsor died with over 60 years on this program. He's the one his brother calls me, says he was my normie sponsor. So those sponsors have helped me along with all you people in these rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. Like I say, I'm very dear to this program, and I do what I can do to help others. I'm not the best as a sponsor, I'll admit to that, but yet I do what I can do. I'm working in the central office now a couple days. When I first got involved in the central office, I was voted as co-chair for the board of directors. That's been quite a few years ago. I held that position for 2 years. And then the chairperson at the time, he had other things going on. So I ended up having cover for him for a half a year. And then they elected me as the new chairperson. So I was chair for almost 2.5 years before I could find somebody to take my place. Now I got a lovely young lady that's our chairperson for the central office board of directors. She's doing one heck of a good job for us. I'm also helping our lady that's in charge of the central office. I'm helping her with orders, trying to get things organized in there because she works full time. So I do what I can do to help her. I've done some book orders for them, and I'm also doing the chip orders for them now. So that keeps me involved that way. Plus, I love being in there, even though it's kind of quiet and boring at times because you may not get a phone call at all. You may not get anybody walking in, but at least you're there. We have the 24-hour phone service, and we have the service during the day, so that we can answer if somebody calls asking for directions to a meeting or where meetings are. A week ago, I was going to go home early in the afternoon. It's a good thing I didn't because I had a gentleman call me wanting to know where there was meetings at in Orchid. I knew all three exactly where they were and when they were and what time because that's where I live. So, and then later on, I had a young man come in. He had been up here at a noonday meeting, came down, had talked to me for about an hour, asking my opinion on how he was doing as a sponsor. He's just got a little over a year of sobriety, but he's being a sponsor to others. And I listened to him, and I suggested what I thought he needed to maybe do or just shine it on and let that gentleman go ahead and do what he needed to do to stay sober. So there's times when I feel great about it. AA is around the world. When I was stagnant, I started doing online meetings. I found a few different sites, and I was doing that. One night, and specifically after a meeting, I was chatting with a young man on the program. He was from back east someplace. And he asked me how many years I had. At that time, I had a little over 28 years somewhere in there. And I told him, he says, "Oh, you're cured?" I told him, "No, I'm not. I'm only one day away from being a drunk." He wrote me back and says, "You're right." I hope I helped him that day or that night. I've helped others on this program. I've talked to him or chatted with him from England to Japan, Australia, all over. In fact, I know a couple of young ladies back on the East Coast that I've helped out. In fact, one, she did not want to go to face-to-face meetings, but I finally talked her into going. And as far as I know today, she's still sober. I haven't been able to catch up with her lately, but one of these days I will. Another lady back in Ohio. We get together on the phone, not on the phone, but we could, but online, and we chat back and forth. In fact, I sent her one of the copies of our convention. I don't know whether she's going to make it, but she says she's got a friend in Paso Robles. And I'd surprise the heck when she told me that she had a friend in Paso Robles, and she might try and make it out here. I'm hoping she does, because we've never met in person, and I'd love to meet her. So this program works in mysterious ways. At this time, I'm out of words for a second. So, there was this cat and this mouse that passed away. They went up to the pearly gates, and they were taken in. A week later, the big man goes up and sees the mouse, and asks the mouse how it's doing. He says, "I'm doing fine, but I'd like to have a roller skate so I can get around more." About a week later, the man goes up and asks the cat, "How's things going?" He says, "It's fine. I just found out about Meals on Wheels." There was this old lady at one time. None of this has anything to do with Alcoholics Anonymous, I know that. But there was this lady at one time, her weeds were getting too high. So she gets her weed whacker out, and she's whacking at them. And all of a sudden, she hears this, "Wow!" Looks up, here's a tail going that way and the cat going that way. A little bit later, she's got the cat in her hand, she's got the tail in her hand. Her neighbor asks, "What are you going to do?" "I'm taking it to Walmart." "Why are you taking it to Walmart?" The lady says, "Well, duh, they're the best retailer in town." Talking about anonymity, which I haven't really talked about. One reason why I used my name was years ago when I got on this program. On my 5-year birthday, I was at the 1600 Club, and I started breaking it. Because side of our store truck is my last name, Diamonds Auto Supply. So I figured, well, everybody knows I'm here anyway. I guess I'll start using my last name. But there's also another reason for it. If I was to get in the hospital or someplace like that, they wouldn't have known Keith for Adam to go into the hospital to see how he's doing. There is a deal in the Grapevine. That's another great tool I use. Grapevine had an article about anonymity, and I love the way they said it. I wish I could remember the words in it now, but I don't remember the date or anything on it. It was a while back. So there's another tool I use. One of my favorite tools on this program is the Serenity Prayer. Because anytime I start getting flabbergasted or upset or something, or somebody I don't think much of, or I need to make an amend, first thing I got to do is take a step backwards, say that Serenity Prayer, and then I can step forward, make those amends to them, and go on for the rest of the day without having a problem. I get a kick out of this one gentleman that takes me around. People be darting in and out in front of him. What's he doing? Cussing them out. I keep on telling them, watch it. So we have our ups and downs on this program. We all will. But yet, we're only human. But also, keep that plug in the jug. Keep on coming back. I love listening to the speaker meetings when I can get to them. If you get a chance, go to the convention. You'll hear some great speakers there. In fact, central office, we have speaker CDs down there available. We've got birthday cards available, bumper stickers, all kinds of books down there. We've got Drop the Rock in there. We've got this one for women's. We've got the little red book and that 24-hour day book. And I'm going to cut it short, Tom. Thank you very much for asking me to be here. member.